Over the coming weeks, we'll look at some of the key events in the Apostle Peter's life, seeking to find out how he became someone who followed Jesus fearlessly and wholeheartedly. It would be good to have a journal ready so you can write down what you hear and learn, as well as questions that you might have. Day 2. I start by pausing and taking some deep breaths. As I breathe in, I think of the cares of my day. And as I breathe out, I consciously put those cares in your hands, God. God, I remember you are here, and so I prepare myself to meet with you. Today, we are again looking at a passage of Scripture that the Apostle Peter wrote near the end of his life as an encouragement to the church. We want to understand how Peter became a person who could write with such authority. God, as I watch Peter find his identity in you, please show me who I am in you.
Peter chapter 2, verses 9 to 10. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
Peter says that as Christians we are a royal priesthood, chosen, that we may declare the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his wonderful light. In Peter's time, priests were a special group of people who were responsible for helping others connect with God. They had a responsibility to God to listen to him and to follow his laws, and also to people to help them draw near to God. God, thank you that you have chosen me to be part of your royal priesthood, that you have brought me out of darkness into your wonderful light. Show me what it means for me. Help me to listen to you and follow your instructions, and give me the courage to declare your praises today, to those who know you and those who don't yet know you. Thank you, God, that the Bible is your living word. As I listen, please speak to me through it. Holy Spirit, I'm listening for a word or phrase that you might want to say to me today.
Peter chapter 2, verses 9 to 10. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
What word or phrase stood out for you? Write it down so you can think about it during the day. Ask God if he wants you to share what you've heard with someone, and who that might be. God, as I finish this time, I say yes to you. I say yes to what you've revealed to me through your word, and I say yes to anything you're asking me to do. Father, help me to trust you. Jesus, help me to live like you. And Holy Spirit, help me to recognize your voice. Amen.